What to do when we are in trouble? God's word is very plain. Psalm 50, verse 15, call upon me in the day of trouble. King David's great-great-great-grandson, Jehoshaphat, was in trouble along with all of his people. Three enemy nations were coming up against him with their armies: the Ammonites, the Moabites, descendants of Lot, together with the Edomites, descendants of Esau. They were all coming up against Jerusalem and Judah. Jehoshaphat and his people were in trouble. These three nations had been protected by God when the children of Israel came from the land of Egypt toward the promised land. They had been forbidden to attack these three nations, even though they had a good opportunity to do so in the days of Moses. But these three nations had long forgotten God's kindness to them, and now they were coming. So what was Jehoshaphat to do? Well, he knew what he was supposed to do, because he must have known Psalm 50, verse 15. Call upon me in the day of trouble, because that is what he did. And because he was the king, he commanded all the people to gather together in Jerusalem at Solomon's temple, and together they would pray to God. And the prayer is recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and we'll take a look at it this morning, because it is really a model prayer for all of us when we are in trouble. So, this is what Jehoshaphat said. He said, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand is there not power and might, so that no one is able to withstand you? When we talk to God, we're not talking to a human being. We're talking to the Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth, the Preserver of all things, who has control over all things in heaven and on earth. Nothing is too difficult for the Lord. So any trouble that we have is nothing as far as He is concerned. Is he not going to use his great power in our behalf? Jehoshaphat calls him the God of our fathers. He chose Abraham to be the father of a new nation, and he gave Abraham wonderful promises together with Isaac and Jacob and all those that followed. The promise that in their seed all the nations of the earth would be blessed. God repeated this promise to King David and his descendants. So of course God would be with them and protect them. He was the God of their fathers. And so Jehoshaphat says to God, are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham your friend forever? So you can't allow these nations to overthrow us, can you? You gave us this land. You promised it to us. This is our inheritance by your gift. We did not choose you. You chose us to be your people. And then King Jehoshaphat reminds God of the promise that he made to the people when Solomon's temple was dedicated. At that time, King Solomon had gathered all the people together, and he spoke to them. And among the words that he said these words, if disaster comes upon us, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this temple and in your presence and cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save. So now Jehoshaphat and his people were at this very temple where God had declared that all they had to do was go to that temple and pray to their God and he would hear their prayers. So he prayed, O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. So Jehoshaphat admitted his own weakness, the weakness of his people, but then God was on their side, the Almighty God that had made promises to them. He could not match up with his army against these three armies, but as the children's song says, we are weak, but you are strong. And Jehoshaphat was not alone in his praying. The Bible tells us, now all Judah with their little ones, their wives, and their children stood before the Lord. So the prayer is not restricted to pastors, teachers, and leaders, but all the people are gathered together to pray, men and women, boys and girls, rich and poor, married and unmarried, all gather together. Call upon me in the day of trouble. So God says the same thing to us today. Certainly our nation is in trouble. Those who are in the know tell us that there are enemies facing us, perhaps worse than ever before. We are in trouble. Those of us who know the true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, those of us who trust in Jesus as our Savior, certainly we are to be first to pray to our God and call upon Him in the day of our nation's trouble. Certainly also our church is in trouble all over the world and in our own country also. There are many who hate Jesus Christ, and so they hate all those who trust in Him. They hate His word. They don't like to hear that word. And so all the more we should pray to God in this trouble and ask Him to be with us so that God's name may be hallowed, that His kingdom may come, that His gospel may go out into all the world and change people's hearts and lives. And then each one of us has his own trouble. You've learned it in Martin Luther's catechism that we also have three enemies coming against us. Not three enemy nations, but the big, ugly three that Luther mentions twice in the catechism: the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh. So let us pray to God in our trouble against these three enemies, so that our faith in Jesus Christ may remain strong, that we will broadcast this saving gospel, pray that the Holy Spirit will work through it to the salvation of many souls and our own help in time of trouble. Let us pray our prayer by singing hymn 477, stanzas 2 and 3, 477, stanzas 2 and 3.